So Bree is going to share her story with us this morning, and I'm really, really excited, you guys. So I talked about this last week. This is really cool. I want to share this. It was really cool because I had asked all of our leaders, hey, I want a couple of you to share stories over the next few weeks. And so last week, Angel went, and next week we have another leader who is going to share, and he's awesome. So it's a mystery. We remain a mystery. And so I'm really excited about that. And I had this spot here this week where I was like, man, who is going to step in and fill this? And so in my mind, I was thinking an adult leader to be able to come in and kind of share their story. And I was just kind of waiting. And I'm like, man, what's going to happen? And on Monday, I believe Monday morning, Bree,
maybe?
You emailed me.
Yes.
And you're like, hey, I really feel called to share. And I wanna tell my story. And so that was just like this kind of cool God moment that I had during the week where I thought I was going to have to chase somebody down to come up here and share. But the cool thing was that, Bree, you were so willing to jump in. So thank you, Bree.
Yes.
And just how cool is that, that I was like, man, who's God going to kind of provide for this? Who's he going to send up there? And it's you. So, and it was just great, just the way that I was thinking in my mind, like, I need a leader to be up front. And in God's plan, he was saying, well, not an adult leader, but a student leader. And so thank you, Bree, for leading in this way. And I'm just really excited about this and to kind of hear from you and where we're going to go in this. So can I pray for us for you? So somebody said no.
Who said
not
no?
Allowed. So I am going to pray, whether you like it or not. Ha! So I'm going to pray for us, and then Bree will jump into your story. And so for all of you who are in here, please, whenever we're going through this, give Bree your undivided attention, because she's your peer. Like, she's an eighth grader. And for those of you who are in here who are sixth graders and you're fifth graders, you look at somebody like Bree or even all of our other eighth graders, like, this is what we want. We want eighth graders leading and kind of leading the charge and stepping up. And so I just, all of you eighth graders even, I'm so glad you guys are here. And I'm going to be sad in a couple weeks whenever we have to send you away.
No.
So I'll be really bummed about that. I know. Don't cry. I'll cry for you. So, all right, I'm going to pray for us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this morning. And thank you for Bree and just for her life. And just the way that you have just orchestrated so many things, and the way that you have just called her to yourself, and the way that you continue to change her and to make her into your likeness. God, would you use her story this morning to teach us something new, teach us something about ourselves, even maybe teach us something about the way that that you are calling us. Those of us even in this room that maybe don't have a relationship with you, would Bree's story be something that encourages those of us in here who maybe just aren't there yet to begin to walk in that direction and take steps towards you? So we love you, Jesus, and it's your name we pray. Amen. Cool. So Bree, can you give us, just before we even start, give us a little background about yourself. What I already told everybody you're in eighth grade, but what do you do? What school do you go to? Kind of who is Bree? And then we'll jump into the other questions.
All right, yeah. My name is Bree Arts. I'm 14. I go to Jackson Middle School. I have been just hanging out in GSM ever since I moved in here in sixth grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played volleyball for a year or two, and lately it's just kind of, I stopped playing volleyball because I didn't really feel like God was calling me there. So lately it's kind of just been like figuring out who I am in God and figuring out that I'm a kingdom worker of him, and that I'm going to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So that's kind of who I am right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that is definitely who you are. And I love that. So yeah. So let's jump in. So tell me a little bit about your home growing up. Like, think little kid Bree.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Right.
Little kid Bree was this little stubborn girl who had glasses and bangs and was running around screaming at everyone.
I think it would have been fair.
Yeah, most definitely. I have a younger sister. She's in fifth grade right now. And yeah, she just raised her hand out of there.
Where is she at?
There
she is. Hi, Bree sister.
Yeah, so little kid Bree, I was just kind of living my life, and I was going to church every week, and I was like, all right, check, there we go, the box is done, like, this Sunday I'm good, and I'd read the Bible, memorize my verses, do that all for Sunday, because, you know, everyone wanted to get the piece of candy, because the piece of candy, if you got the piece of candy, you were the good kid.
That's the best.
Yeah.
What kind of candy? Did it change?
Kit Kat.
That's fair. I would memorize
Kit Kat, Starburst. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And so I would just go to Sundays, and I would memorize my verses. I'd do all that, and I was just kind of living my life like a regular, normal kid would. Until fifth grade, I had a couple friends who I was just kind of struggling in friendships with them, and I just kind of felt this tug on my heart, and it was the Holy Spirit talking to me, and it was God, and he was saying, is like, you need to come into a relationship with me, like, we need to start this, like, this is what I want you to do for the rest of your life and the rest of your middle school career. And so the summer before sixth grade, I accepted Jesus into my life, and I was talking with my mom, and we were praying, and I was like, Mom, I want to be saved, and she was like, okay, and so, you know, we said the prayer, and well, then I've just kind of been living it up, but,
yeah. Living it up.
I've been living it up.
Cool. No, that's awesome. That's really good background. I think a lot of us in here probably have kind of come from the same background of being in church most of your life. Or if not your whole life. I know that was me. And if it's not you, know that's okay. And I'm glad you're here. So it's everybody has a different story. And so with yours being kind of growing up in the church and getting some of that like foundational just knowledge, you talked to me a little bit about how that then led to that relationship. And so I think that's probably one of the coolest things about your story. And you said that was right before sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about your sixth grade year and maybe some of the things that happened then, like the trips or different stuff like that.
Yeah, so my sixth grade year was a very big year in me. I definitely developed in my faith a lot that year. I was struggling with some friendships because at Jackson you have communities and in each community. So I was thrown into a community with a bunch of people I didn't know. So I had to re-go and make new friends. And then I was just kind of still living my life. I wasn't really like living for Jesus at that time. I was just like, yeah, I accepted Christ and this is okay because this is just what I did. And then around October came and there was a church retreat here called Ruach. And yeah, that's when we go to Camp Carl for a weekend and we spend the entire weekend just praising and worshiping God. And we go in the mud and you get covered in mud and you look like monsters, but it's still funny because you get showered off. But yeah, that weekend changed a lot in me because I had just been living this path of brokenness and, I was just living this path and it was not the way that God wanted me to go at all. And I was just like, all right, so what do I need to do now? So Ruach was kind of just like one of those clicking points, you could say, where I was just like, all right, God, like now that you have saved me, show me how you want me to live. Because as a student, I think it's a lot harder and more difficult than as a leader, because as a leader, you're like in your 30s or 40s and you're just...
Or 20s.
Yeah, 20s, yeah. Late 20s. and you're just kind of, you're like instilling this encouragement in kids. But as a student, I was like, okay, how can I encourage, or how can I instill this encouragement in others?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a really, really good question, and one that I hope that all of us are asking of. How can not only just leave it to adults to do this, but for you, Bree, to realize that and to feel God calling you into that, I think is huge. And so to then let everybody else know, like, man, Jesus continues to call us deeper into a relationship with him. And so I know that we're going to touch on that in a little bit, and you mentioned Ruach and kind of that clicking moment. But and I love that, the way that, so I've always called, I told you whenever we met about this, I've always called those light bulb moments. So it's like there's the initial moment where you're like, I need to give my life to Jesus, and I need to accept him and bring him into my heart, into my life. And then there's these other moments as we go along in our lives where things just kind of like click, like different things that maybe we had missed or just hadn't seen, even in our walk with Jesus, they just kind of begin to click, or light bulb goes on and you realize, oh, maybe since I followed Jesus, I shouldn't say these things to these people. Or, oh, maybe since I followed Jesus, my decisions should be different, or maybe I, and you mentioned about a friend group and kind of what that was like. Can you maybe tell me a little bit more about that? Because then that was something that kind of came out of Ruach, you said, with that clicking moment of how do I encourage people? But then that made you kind of step back and take a look at the people that you were hanging out with too.
Yeah. So my sixth grade year of Ruach, it was kind of just like God kind of put this like almost evaluation time in me. And I was like, all right, now that I have seen what he's done for me, how do I need to change some things in my life to reflect what he has done and what he is doing in me? And so I had to start looking at some of my friendships that were not the greatest and that we would kind of always argue with each other and we were not just in a good place. And so I had to give some of those relationships up, and I'm still friends with them today, but it's just kind of a little bit of stepping back and not becoming, you're not best friends anymore, you're just kind of people you see in the hallway.
Yeah, kind of creating some boundaries of who are my close friends, the people that are speaking into my life. That's super important. So how many of you guys have a best friend? Everybody, pretty much everybody. The hope is that we would have people in our lives who we can pour into, but who also are encouraging to us. And the best thing is to have a friend who's going to point you in the direction of Jesus. The Bible tells us that iron sharpens iron, and it's just so good that not only are we here together, but that you guys have really good close friends who will encourage you and point you in the direction of Jesus. And sometimes when you kind of come into that relationship with Jesus for the first time, and that moment happens, yeah, you kind of have to step back and say, yeah, who are my close friends, and are they building me up or pulling me away from Jesus? And I love what you said about not just totally cutting them off, because then at that point your relationship goes from, hey, we're super best friends, to now how can I live my life in front of you so that you know Jesus?
Yeah.
And I know that you talked about that, and I think that's really cool. What are some, maybe some other difficult things? I know you talked about friend group. What are some other difficult or challenging things that you've kind of encountered while trying to follow Jesus?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, as you guys get into middle school, like seventh grade year, every single morning, I don't know what it is about mornings, and nobody likes mornings. Everyone hates mornings.
I like mornings.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And everyone just in such a bad mood, and I'm like, why be in a bad mood? I mean, we're all here, we're all alive, we're all breathing. Like, why not be in a good mood? So it's kind of just like, yeah, it's kind of just like changing my mindset from, ugh, I don't want to be at school, this is miserable, I don't like this at all, to like, I get the opportunity to go to school and I get the opportunity to be like to my friends and I get the opportunity to talk to teachers and learn more, just gain more knowledge about what's going on right now.
Yeah, this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad. That's the verse that just like popped in my head.
Yep.
And then I, of course, heard the song that I learned as a child. So I'm not going to say that. Anyways, so yeah, that's really cool. To then not only are you following Jesus, but every single day is an opportunity to be a light to people around you. We've been talking about that in here, you guys. We talked about not only our stories, but the way that you guys have a chance to impact and influence your friends that are around you. So your groups of friends at school or on your sports team or wherever you're at, it's so important that as you guys live out your lives in front of other people, that you are salt and light, that you bring Jesus wherever you go, especially into your school and onto your teams and in your clubs and at your home. One of the hardest things, and I know but you don't have personal experience with this, but one of the hardest things, I think, is for those of us that are in here, who you're here, and maybe your grandparents brought you, or maybe it was an uncle or like a cousin, or maybe an older brother or sister brought you here, and you have parents or people who are living in your own home who don't know Jesus. And I hope that even Bree sharing about every day is an opportunity to be a light, I hope that's encouraging to you, that you have a chance to make that difference, not only in friends' lives, but in your parents' lives. And in the lives of your brother or your sister or your cousins or extended family, like, you have a chance every single day. And so, yeah, Bree, that's just such a good point to kind of think on. Can you tell me now, what are some things that God has been teaching you lately? So we've kind of moved through 6th, 7th grade, Bree. So now, 8th grade, on the cusp of high school, what's God teaching you right now?
Right now, God is kind of teaching me to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Last year, I went to Camp Carl for a week, and I loved every single second of it. It was honestly the best week of my entire life. And just seeing these counselors and this high school crew that works with them, just pouring into these kids and me and pouring into like my peers and my cabin mates, and just seeing that they are being the hands and feet of Jesus, like, that is what I'm going to do this summer. So this summer, I'm definitely working on being the hands and feet of Jesus and volunteering for other people and just kind of being encouragers and being a light.
Yeah, that's awesome. Man, Bree, that's so cool. I just love hearing about that and just the way that God's been using you. There was another thing I know that you wanted to touch on, just about your story in general and just kind of how God continues to teach you. Can you, yeah, just go ahead and share that.
So I did say before, I was saved right before I came into middle school. And I just want to touch on that your story is not over once you were saved. My story started when I was saved. So I started all this. I started my clicking points with God, and I started going to Ruach, and I started just being involved in church, and I started being a light and being encouraged. I started being an encourager to others because of what he's done for me and what he's doing in me. So I just kind of want to tell you guys that your story is not over once you are saved. Your story is just starting, and that story will last an entire lifetime.
Yeah, amen. It's awesome. Yeah, you guys, give it up for Bree. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, and just to reiterate, like, man, it's so true. And I know that it's something that I've learned, and I'm still learning as I grow. Something that all the leaders that are in here, like, that we're still learning, what does it look like to follow Jesus better? And we have those kind of moments where things click, or where the Holy Spirit gently, and sometimes not so gently, points things out in us where it's like, hey, you either, this needs to change, or you need to get rid of this, or hey, do more of this. And so as God continues to lead you and guide you guys through your story, follow him and listen to his voice. The best thing that I could hope to have happen whenever you leave middle school is that you have developed ears to hear. That you would know God's voice, and that you would listen and respond to him. Not just hear it, but that you would respond to the way that he's calling you to do things. And Bree, it's so cool to see you doing that in your life. And know that Bree, she's sitting up here in front of all of you, and she's just like you. So, like, I think Bree of all people would say that there is no difference between, being up here, like, this is the front of the stage. There's nothing special about us up here. Like, we're just people that God is using. And so it's super cool to see that. And so for those of you that are here, like, God wants to use you, and he wants to help you to be a light and to be somebody who makes a difference in people's lives around you. So listen to him and respond. So, yeah. So let me pray for us. Can we get up and pray just one more time, just for being awesome? I love that. Thank you, Bree.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for us. And while I'm doing that, the band's going to come up here, and they're going to get all set up. And then we're going to worship. And we're going to praise Jesus for what he's doing, not only in Bree's life, but in your life. And whenever we sing together, just a reminder, the reason that we sing together is so that we can give thanks to God for who he is, for what he's done, for what he's going to do, what he always has done. And then he continues to love us, and he pours out mercy and grace in our lives, and he gives us chance after chance after chance, and he wants us to be more like him. So let me pray for us. Jesus, we love you. So thankful again for Bree and for her story, and just for all of the ways that you have continued to just mold her and shape her to look more like you. God, would you help us who are here today, that we would just continue to follow you, that we would hear your voice, and that we would just continue to seek after you with everything that we have. So God, we love you, and we thank you, and just thanks that we're all even here this morning. Thanks that the sun's up, and that we're breathing, and that we can come here and be encouraged by a story of a life that you have changed and are continuing to change. So, we pray all these things in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen.